I think we all know what it's like to feel proud of something, to feel so pleased with ourselves or something we've done that we simply want to share it. And in sharing, we expect that these things that please us will please others. We'll get a positive response from them. This is typical. It's to be expected. It's human. Now, on the other hand, on the flip side of that, we have an unusual phenomenon. We have the phenomenon of the small penis humiliation. This is an instance where you would think logically, if one were in possession of a small dick, he or she, Miss Sissy Girl, would want to keep it to oneself. Something small in the panties or underwear is not something of which to be proud. Yet, we have those with genuinely small penises or sissy clitties. And I don't mean just small in theory, just small in the name of fun, small in the name of shits and giggles over the idea of being mocked for something that should be so sensitive. No, we have the real phenomenon of those who are inarguably small, whether it's from an objective standpoint, a number with which you just can't argue. Say, oh, you see a man on cam and he gives you a point of reference or whips out a ruler, and my goodness gracious, he's got a whopping 1 inch. And I'm not joking. I've seen just such a dick, if you could call it that, and, well, was it a shock to the system? Yes, it was. What was the shock? Well, the size was a shock and the fact that it was real. That was the definitive shock. Even if a man says, oh, I have almost 3 inches, you're provided proof of that. Well, if you look at the numbers and you look at the size, that is small. And this real number, real point of reference issue, oh, that applies to diameter as well. This is not merely a length issue. If you've got something that's an inch in diameter, I think one can hardly argue the fact, and again, look at the numbers. You can hardly argue with the fact that that's under par, substandard. Numbers, my dear, whether obtained by a research study or a handy-dandy ruler, they don't lie. And even if you're not looking at the objective perspective, there are those who, whether it's by virtue of past experiences and sizing up others in the locker room, things they've heard from women, perhaps out of malice or just in the name of cruelty, or they've watched too much porn, and now here they are, truly believing that they are small. They don't feel that they're just imagining it. Oh no, it's very, very real to them. So that means that, yes, by their own definition, they really do believe they're small. Now, since what I've just mentioned is not about having a small dick in theory, I'm very intrigued by the fact that you want to show me that little dick that you have. And not only do you want to show it off, brandish it, parade it around as though you are so proud, it is the most wonderful thing on earth. And then you want to be mocked for it. You want to be humiliated, berated, and cut down to size over something that would make most men shudder. This amuses me greatly. I like it when you give me that proof. I want to see that proof. I want to see how excited you get when I rub your nose in that proof. So do you mean it? When you contact me and you tell me you need small penis humiliation because your dick is tiny, or that sissy clitty is just minuscule and you don't even have the tiniest of bumps in your panties? If so, you and I need to talk, little one. This is Mistress Emma Jane of fetishphonesexcalls.com. If you don't have much filling up your undies or your pretty panties, give me a call. 800-601-6975. And bring your proof with you. Have that webcam ready to fire up or pictures ready to show. Amuse me. Give me a reason to have some real fun with you.